The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe, where we're talking about email marketing.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
What email marketing trends are on the rise in 2018? That's what we'll be talking about in this episode. But before we go into that, I want to remind you, no matter where you are in your journey, whether you've just created this idea for a business or your business is flourishing, you've got to return to your foundation. And the foundation is email marketing. That's when people ask me the one mistake or the one thing I wish I had done differently. To this day, I regret that I didn't begin to understand and place significance on the importance of building a robust community of people who subscribe and who belong to my email list. Social media can and does go away all the time. We've seen major changes from Facebook just this year. You can't rely on social media to reach your people, your tribe. Build Your Tribe, the whole premise of this podcast, was initially designed to help people understand the significance or the importance of building an email tribe, because anything else is borrowed time. Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, you name it, it can all go away tomorrow. But if you own an email list, you have a direct line to the people who are most important to get your message out there, to build your business. So before we go any further, I don't even want you to listen to this episode if you don't already have an email service provider. They're free, and you don't have to upgrade to the bigger providers. You just need to make sure you've got one. MailChimp, GetResponse, Constant Contact, Emma, AWeber, iContact, SendinBlue, MailerLite, Drip, and ConvertKit, just to name a few. Now, if you are a student of the Marketing Impact Academy, bonus points, you can log in and you'll see that we've provided for you an analysis to help you decide which one of these services is probably the best fit for you. But for any of you, you've got to make this decision, and I don't want you to overthink it. Sign up for an email provider service today. Just pull the trigger. Sign up for a free one. Just make sure you can export your list later should you decide that it's not the right fit for you. But you need this. This is a minimum. This is like, you shouldn't be doing anything in social media. You shouldn't be spending another day trying to get more likes or build your social media presence or working on your business plan until you have this one thing in place. Because you just never know when that opportunity is going to strike where you've got a chance to build your email list. And your email list is one of the most valuable things you'll ever have in your business. The conversion rate, the sales conversion rate, the ease at which you can reach customers and connect with them and build funnels is most effectively done with an email list. Okay, I'm going to stop ranting about that for the moment and share with you email marketing trends for 2018 as defined by the top experts in the space. Number one, personalization. This is a trend we are jumping on at Smart Life, Inc. and Team Johnson. In the past, we kind of shied away from using any follower's first name or subscriber's first name because, well, sometimes people, they don't use their first name, they don't use their real name when they subscribe, or they do it so quickly that they type in a lowercase for the first letter of their first name. And it appears as you've typed it when you set the field that personalizes that email to your subscribers. Therefore, it's, I don't know, it just always felt like a automatic dead giveaway that you were sending a blast email or that this wasn't a personal email sent to someone. But experts agree the trend for 2018 is heightened personalization. And personalization just beyond using your subscriber's first name. That's kind of a given. If you're not using a person's first name, Nowadays, it's viewed as being rude, cold, or even impersonal. But beyond just using a person's first name, if you're using an email provider service that allows for further segmentation, meaning you can divide up your email list so that you've got maybe one list that is a group of people who are students of the Marketing Impact Academy, and then you have another list that's students of Smart Success, and then you can further segment those lists to people who've attended a Marketing Impact Academy live event. And then you can further segment it to people who attended a Marketing Impact Academy live event in 2018. And you can further segment it into people who have not only attended a live event, but they were part of the VIP. And then you can really personalize your messages. A personalized message is performing at a conversion and click-through and sales rate higher than any other type of broadcast email. Now, when I say broadcast email, of course, what I'm referring to is an email where you are telling your email provider service to send an email, and it's not based on something your subscriber has done. A triggered email is an email that is also automated, but it's triggered by an action of a subscriber. So say, for example, somebody opts in for my free diet plan. Well, when they enter in their email address, that sends a triggered email. When they confirm their email address, it sends another triggered email that delivers their freemium. Obviously, the open rate on a triggered email is much higher than the open rate on a broadcast email. And the highest, this is a bonus point, this little piece right here is worth the cost of admission to build your tribe. Are you ready for this? Write this one down. Do not forget it. The number one highest open rate of any email you will ever send, ever, is the one that people are waiting for. It's the confirmation email. It's the delivery email. It's the, here is your order. Here is your confirmation. Here it is. It's that email. People are waiting for it. They're going to open it. So if you listen to the end of this episode, I'm going to give you something very special that you need to put in the bottom of your confirmation email that has increased our sales nearly 100% from our confirmation emails. Not bad, eh? The number two trend for 2018 is a conversational or personal / friend tone in your emails. The tone that you use in your email actually affects the way that your customers respond to you. So a conversational tone or friendly tone might not be the best in all segments, but it does give your reader a more personal or genuine interaction with you. In other words, if you don't have any other means by which to personalize your emails, your tone alone helps to create that personalized feel. Remember, we don't do business with brands. We do business with people, and we do business with brands where we like the people. So be a person. For example, because we have a segmented list, if I'm emailing people who are in my 131 program, there's a 96% chance that's a female, which means my tone can be very specific to a woman, a female, and I could talk to her like a girlfriend if I'm segmenting the email that I'm sending to the list. It's specifically people who are following the 131 method. Now, by the way, the 131 method is simply a health program. It's not a female program. It's not a woman's program, but women tend to be the number one consumers when it comes to diet, and with this program in particular. At the moment, that's just how most diet trends start, and even exercise trends. They start with women. We tend to be the ones most willing to take advice from other people. We're the ones who spend our money on health and fitness-related products, and then it trickles down to the men in our family. So I can send a very conversational email that's like, hey, girl. And I can talk to her the way I would talk to a girlfriend or a friend who's struggling with some of the same issues regarding her weight. The number three trend is taking extreme steps to be certain that the way your email reads on a mobile device is simple, easy, and eye-catching. It's not messy. So it's not just being mobile responsive. It's not just being formatted for a mobile device. It's like, it's really understanding what will this look like on an iPhone 10? What will this email look like on an Android? A report by superoffice.com indicated that marketers can no longer ignore mobile and tablet emails because the open rates on these devices have grown over the last 3 years by 180%. That means most of us are looking at our email on our mobile device. Get this, 70% of people say that if they open an email that isn't easy to read from their mobile device, they simply delete it. Yet 11% of marketers are not sending mobile responsive emails to their customers. Want to know what your email is going to look like on a mobile device? It's simple. Just Google email campaign mobile template and you'll see plenty of sites available where you can just plug in your content and see exactly what it's going to look like on a variety of mobile devices. Now, in preparation for this particular podcast, of course, I look at all the people, all the experts, and even some of the academies that I subscribe to, and I hadn't checked in recently to hear, like, what are some of the updates? So I'm really excited that I have this podcast because sometimes it forces me, or I should say, it keeps me accountable to the trends that are happening in marketing that I need to be aware of. And one of them was pretty eye-opening. Because we're not doing this, but you can bet your bottom dollar after the research I did for today's episode, we're going to start doing it. And that is interactive or interactivity in emails. What do I mean by that? It's almost like a gamification. It's a way to engage people in your email. So depending on your target audience, it's finding a way to make your emails fun, easy to read, and to keep people like interactive in them, like maybe responding to a poll or having an image gallery or like a photo slider or little buttons or quizzes or a search bar or even surveys. These things, they can remain inside of your email. And what we're finding or what the experts have reported is that it reduces the bounce rate, meaning the rate at which people are just like open it, read part of it and leave. It reduces the bounce rate by 27%. That's pretty huge. So be creative. I don't know about you, but I can't resist the temptation of responding to a quiz or a poll. This next trend, I'm going to share with you that this is what the experts are saying is trending, but I can tell you for us personally at Team Johnson, it hasn't proven to be the case. Actually, the opposite has been proven to be the case, which is important for me to tell you because just because something is a trend and is working for other people doesn't mean it's going to work for you. It means, however, you should test it. You should be aware of it and you should test it. You want to be doing split testing anywhere or any way you can, no matter how small your list is, so that you're not guessing at what works better. But here's the next one. The next trend the experts are saying is on the rise in 2018 in email marketing is plain text emails. That means like the kind of email your girlfriend would send you without the HTML, without the, you know, heavy images and videos. Plain text emails, experts are saying, are proving to be more effective and have better deliverability rates. Now, that's important because if your email isn't making it to a person's inbox, well, then there's a pretty low likelihood that you're getting a good open rate. It's not even making it to their eyeballs. So if you want to increase engagement, if you want to increase open rates, this is something to play with. Some of the email marketing experts who are practicing this trend are Noah Kagan and Neil Patel. They've already switched to plain text emails. Why? Well, maybe it's because it's easier to read across all devices. You see, you don't have to worry so much about what your email looks like, how it lines up on a mobile device if you're just sending a plain text email, right? You don't have to open a plain text email in the browser just to read the email. Plain text emails just make it easier for people to read and to view. So what do I think you should do with that information? I think you should test it. And the last and final tip I have for you is a very special one, one I promised you at the beginning of this episode. It's one I don't think you're going to hear from too many other experts. But dude, I'm not even kidding. This crushes. It is unbelievable. I call it the respect the problem trend. In other words, when someone is looking for a solution, that means they have a problem, they have a pain point, and they're looking for a solution. So they've stumbled upon your series of videos, your template, your free download, your baby offer, your introductory offer, whatever it is. This is their first exposure to you. And they've given you their email address and perhaps even a credit card. Maybe it's one of your lower priced offers. And this is their first time doing business with you. What they're waiting for, what they're anticipating, is that email confirmation, which I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, has the number one open rate. Some people call it a transactional email. So it's the email that confirms a transaction has occurred between the two of us. It is the email we open. We all open it. And when there's a transaction, we're usually buying something or giving someone our email because we're trying to solve a problem. And because this relationship is just starting, we're trying to build trust with them. But this person has a problem they need to solve, and you have the solution. So maybe they've downloaded your free diet book. But ultimately, what you're trying to do is build a relationship where you can suggest to them that they do some Skype coaching with you, or that they sign up for a bigger program, an in-person workshop. Whatever it is, it's a bigger investment, but it's also a bigger solution. Am I right? And while you think and believe that we need a lot of time to build the trust in order for it to be appropriate for you to offer them that thing that you have, my point is, and we've been experimenting with this, and I'm going to share with you those statistics in just a moment. My point is, this person has a problem, you have the solution. And it's not salesy to mention it in your confirmation email, especially if you do it in such a way that it's just helpful. You're explaining or suggesting to them something that they might also be interested in. It's all in how you do it. It's your mindset. I mean, honestly, if I know you have a problem and I know I have the solution, isn't it kind of like rude of me not to tell you about it? That's how I look at it. So let me share with you a specific example and how it worked for us. When we were testing the 131 method, which is the health program, the diet program, the overall integrative approach to wellness and weight loss, when we were developing that program, I was doing or conducting beta tests. Now, because each beta test needed to be small enough that we could actually survey participants and get feedback from them, we would limit each beta test to about 1,000 people. That meant I would open up the beta test on social media, I would announce it, and then I would close it within like an hour or so. And people had to enter their email addresses if they wanted to be a beta tester. Well, we often had to send them an automated or triggered email response letting them know that unfortunately, this particular beta test was closed and that we would let them know when the next one opened up and we would put them at the top of that list. Now, at the bottom of that confirmation email letting them know that unfortunately they weren't in this test, they'd be at a future one. P.S. I find that a lot of people who are looking for a solution when it comes to their health and their weight are also very motivated to improve their confidence, especially their body confidence. I thought I might mention that I have a club. It's called the Courageous Confidence Club. And if that's an area of your life that you'd like to improve, click here to learn more. That was it. It was just a P.S. It's at the very bottom. It was very brief. And guess what? Just placing that one tiny little PS at the bottom of our confirmation email increased our sales to the Courageous Confidence Club from our 131 method emails by over 1,000%. Is that crazy? Because people are struggling. They want to feel better about themselves. So the offer or the PS needs to match or relate to the problem slash solution that the two of you are chatting about. Does that make sense? This trend works, and you heard it here first. And regardless of the trends, here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Think about what it is you like about emails. How do you want to read emails? What would you like to see? What do you want to see less of? What makes you stay longer? Because the trends are really developed by paying attention to human behavior and approaching marketing, not from the standpoint of like, okay, how can I sell to more people, but how can I help people who I legitimately care about? Like, what would I want my mom to open? What would she like? What would my best friend want to read? What would be useful? When we approach our business, not from a sales standpoint, but from a, like, how can I help people standpoint, everybody wins. Thank you so much for joining me on this edition of Build Your Tribe. I hope that you've taken notes, and I hope that you're going to take some action and give some of these email trends a test. You know, test things. Just because it's working for someone else doesn't necessarily mean it will work for you, but give it a fighting chance. Give it a test. Even if you can increase your open rate by 2% or your conversion rate by 1%, that's huge. That's it for today. I will be back Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's the goal. Tuesdays and Thursdays, build your tribe. Be sure to share this episode with anyone you know who owns a business, wants to start a business, trying to get their message out there, because email marketing is the foundation. It's not the sexiest thing. It's not the funnest thing, but it is perhaps the greatest return on your investment. All right, I got to end this because it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I love you. Talk to you soon. This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day, this is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.